I'm Clyde Lewis, and you're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show. If you'd like to hear the podcast in its entirety, sign up at aftermath.media.
I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The numbers to call tonight, 503-225-0860. It's 503-225-0860. I don't always open the show with a question, but I kind of feel like this question needs to be asked. What is the spiritual price of totalitarianism? Authoritarianism, fascism. What is the spiritual price? I mean, do you have to succumb to these endless rules, these mandates, whatever they're throwing at us? I mean, these are very important questions, I believe, for today. What is the price? Everyone has a price, right? What is the price for the spiritual price, actually, for this whole totalitarian world government? I mean, humanity itself has always been navigating the pitfalls of evil, waiting to attack at times of vulnerability. Now we see that evil forces show up to feed off the cracks in the human spirit when division is ubiquitous, when love, care, unity, creativity, togetherness, and empathy fade, and fear, anger, depression, deceit, and attacks on our nature are taking hold. I think that we're beginning to realize that these dark energies threaten to affect and distort the perception of all people, of all characters. No one is immune. No one is immune. Religion, like any institution, is vulnerable to corruption, to being hacked, to be reimagined, rebuilt, aligning with those who are in power, the globalists, the elitists. The key to unlocking the forces of light is not just obedience and sacrifice of the individual for the common good, no matter how rationally or scientifically defined, but a release of the human spirit to dream, create, love, and make mistakes with an imperfect but more or less organic social reality. Mankind sins. We've been told that. Mankind sins, and if you're Christian, you have a Savior that's supposed to be able to redeem you of your sins. That's what the atonement was all about, right? So, yeah, there are risks in disobedience, especially when authorities tend to make laws and, you know, make laws on a whim to, you know, remove you from your religious practices. They did it during COVID. And so, yes, defiance of authority has risks. But when the rules are anti-human, when the rules are anti-health, when they're incoherent and feel oppressive and stifling, then what choice do you have? A longing for freedom? Creative acts are life mechanisms which unlock human potential and growth. And yes, whether you're traditional religious or you're in the science and religion thing, or even if you're an atheist, there is no reason to push an anti-life agenda. Themes of freedom, disobedience, and creativity are what they want to stifle now. And I don't know if people feel they're being abused. I don't know if they're able to see the tightening of the authoritarian mindset. Or I don't know if we're feeling the sensation of dark forces hovering in the background. I mean, it becomes apparent to a lot of us when we're seeing the intimations of technocracy starting to emerge. And then we get those uncomfortable feelings of the uncanny valley and how they work themselves into our lives. And it's kind of like a technocracy creep. And we're being pushed into an agenda rather than evolving organically and spiritually. It's just a difficult thing to explain. So it's kind of an Orwellian type of atmosphere we're in. And I know I talk about Orwell a lot, but not only is it an Orwellian atmosphere, but it's an Orwellian battle for the human spirit. It's certainly a spiritual war. Certainly it's something to look into and understand. And I don't know about you, but I've been contemplating the end of day scenarios and all of the predictive program we've been seeing with regard to the evolution of one way of life for another more cold and brutal way of life. I mean, we all knew that the godless times would eventually happen. This has been foretold in the Bible. It's been said in a number of haikus and couplets created by Nostradamus. And there have been various psychics and astrologers that paint a bleak endgame if good people do nothing to protect their freedoms. The current version of humanity, I guess, just isn't up to the task of running this planet or governing it. They want other people to do it for them. And here's the entire species. It's as if the entire species is shooting and asking the tough questions later. Accusations and condemnation without due process. Globalists are telling us, or at least discussing, that there is no God. There is no God, and that mankind is now on the road to godhood because of its technology. Well, yeah, I guess, yeah, maybe we are well on the way to becoming our own gods. But you know what? Being a god, I believe, is a very huge responsibility. And yeah, we can go ahead and be our own gods at our own peril. We don't know what we're doing. We simply do not know what we're doing, nor do we seem to care about the outcomes of what we're doing. There's no guidepost, no apparent order, no compass, and no one is listening to that small voice. That small voice that's whispering to them, that's telling them that they're not in a safe place. Belief and faith are absent in government. Each individual is something beyond itself, but we don't discuss this much. We're learning a hard lesson. It's not about faith or freedom. It's about control and order for the big groups out there that want to destroy God in the marketplace. 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. Back with more Ground Zero. Don't go away.
You just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. If you'd like to hear previous shows along with having access to our online library and social media platform, sign up now at aftermath.media. It's only $10 a month, and there's also yearly specials to fit your budget. Again, go to aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and thank you for supporting Ground Zero.